就是力量，这团结是强，这团结是强，比铁还强，比钢还强。
I think specifically, like the part about being a community for like trans and queer, like Asian youth. I mean, that's literally me.
Who is me? It's Sasa Young, 20-year-old native New Yorker and current student. He's talking about the WOW project, standing for Wing on Woe, as he's been a youth fellow for the current school year of 2023 to 2024.
There's just a lot of displacement that's been happening, like historically. And considering like the heavy policing and like, I mean, there's like the police station that's right there in the middle of Chinatown. There's the like the tombs that are just like the giant like sprawling jail that's right there.
Wing on Woe is a storefront selling locally handmade items of East Asian cultures located at 26 Mott Street in New York City, Chinatown. It also combines art and activism, important especially in this time of difficulty for Chinatown. Sasa learned about WOW through a professor of his at the new school. He says that he has been interested in the issues in Chinatown and that the WOW Project's goals have encompassed his own. But it's not just about activism. It's specifically about the fusion of protest and also art, which is perfect for Sasa, illustration major at Parsons.
The youth program is called RRR, which is Resist, Recycle, Regenerate. And that's pretty much like a lot of my art focus right now is about like working with paper and like making paper. And trying to be as sustainable as possible with like the things I'm making. And also like zines and narrative and how do you like intertwine like your art practice with like activism. So yeah, that spoke to me.
Another element that drew Sasa and many other youths to the WOW project was also the sense of community it has created in its space.
Yeah, like they're so welcoming, they're so friendly, like they're for the people. They're really for the youth, like they take care of us, they look out for us.
He also gives examples of the different kinds of people who pass by and participate in the project.
A lot of other Asian artists who are like dancers, like illustrators, musicians, like really, I mean like a whole broad spectrum of different artists doing different things. So it's really interesting to see what comes together when people meet and collaborate.
And although neither Sasa or the WOW Project have ultra-specific, rigid goals set in place, they have a general overarching mission that is shared between the project and its artists. And that's to draw from past accomplishments of WOW, generating a community of art and activism and integrating it into the space they take on Mott Street.
My main goal is to kind of be part of this community that's like nurturing like new generations continuously. And it makes me think about like our impact on our own community, and especially like right now in a really dire time.
Although a small and relatively new collective, the WOW Project has been helping to keep the city what it has been known for all this time, as a land of the dreams and a land for the people. And slowly, it has been making its imprint on the big city, one person, one protest, one expression of art at a time. This is Anna Lin, NYU Journalism.